Titillating Sports with Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show. My thanks to Robin Thicke right there for hopping in. Once again, Masked Singer Season 12 Finale, Wednesday, December 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Fox. And I wasn't going to bring it up during the interview. I know who the Wasp is. I don't personally know them, but very strongly, yeah, it's that person. Just like Piggy was definitely Nick Lachey. I knew the Monster was T-Pain. Lil Wayne, that was an easy one I got. Danny Trejo, when he was on, it was easy. Tony Hawk was an easy one. I didn't get Tori Kelly, despite being a fan. I did not get the Seahorse. And I'm sure there have been a handful of other. Oh, Victor Oladipo. That was an easy one. That guy can sing. The Wasp. I have a guess on the Buffaloes. My guess on the Buffaloes is it's Boyz II Men or Blackstreet, one or the other, which makes it all the more funny that Robin said, I originally thought it was the Jonas Brothers. What? And the Wasp, I'm extremely confident that the Wasp is Mario. You Should Let Me Love You. And now that I say that, I'm actually going to... We're going to use that song a little bit later. But we got open lines here this first and second segment. You can give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And we'll talk some sports, huh? As I try to recover here. It's going to be a little chonky because my computer is also slow and old. But you can give me a call now or in the next segment. We'll get you connected, and we'll talk some sports. And at 40 after, we'll get onto the waters with Patty Mangan and Sail Sport Talk. An interesting interview they've got coming up with their guest, who is a world-renowned perfumer and a sailor. So we'll talk about the olfactory senses and sailing. 1-800-878-75. 2-9. All right, we got to recap Monday Night Football. That's where we need to start. And the first matter of business with Monday Night Football is we had a doubleheader. And I think something needs to be done about these Monday Night doubleheaders. They are staggered by a whopping 30 minutes. And that's it. I think there needs to be a greater stagger. They do all of this work moving, creating the schedule. And if you know you're going to do a Monday night doubleheader, would it really be that difficult to do like an East and a West Coast game as the two games and start them? Even if it was like an hour and a half different, just something where somebody can, I don't need a full 3 hours. I don't need a 4 and a 7 o'clock game necessarily. But give me like a 5 and a 6:30. Something like that. Or a 4 and a 6. Something more staggered than 30 minutes. In theory, you could have done it last night. You could have done it Monday night. Vikings were at home against the Bears. That's in Minnesota, Central Time. And the Raiders hosted the Falcons. And I know I'm not Rick, but if any of you Raider fans that are regular listeners would like to complain, while my team is bad, not quite on the level of the Raiders, so in portion, I can empathize with you. It was a rough watch. And I have no vested interest in the Raiders. I don't have that emotional attachment to them, and it was hard to watch. We do have a caller. With whom am I speaking?
This is Charlie from New York.
Oh, our resident disgruntled Raiders fan, Charlie. How are you doing?
Well, first of all, they should have flexed that Raider game out, just for the record.
Yeah.
But I, I, I agree with you they're regarding what you're saying about the schedule. I don't know why they have, if they're going to have two games on, have an early game and a late game. Now, the only salvation was, as I was throwing up in my mouth watching the first three quarters of the Raider game, I was able to flip over to another heinous game, which took the sting out of it. But, yeah, anyway, actually, I that's not why I was calling. I wanted to get your take. What's your opinion on rooting for your team to lose in order to draft a better pick? Rick is adamantly opposed to that, but I was actually rooting against the Raiders winning last night. So if you're, I know your Niners are having a down year, but if your team were in a situation where they can get a higher pick, are you rooting for them to win, or are you going against going for the pick, the loss?
So fear not, Charlie, because in my formative years, the 49ers were awful, and I know the situation very well. Same with the Warriors. What I will say is, I think I'm a blend of you and Rick, where I'll say I never actively rooted against my team, but I had made peace and was okay if they lost, because I knew potentially something good could come out of a loss. So So like, say last night, if I was a Raider fan, Monday night, if I was a Raiders fan, and they're going into that game, I'm not rooting for my team to lose. They lose enough. I don't need to root for them to lose. However, if they lose, I'm okay with it, because maybe we do end up with a top three pick and can get some playmakers or a quarterback. So I think I'm a nice blend of the two. Not staunchly, I'm never going against my team, but also not actively rooting against them to win.
Yeah, you know, I cannot actively root for the Raiders to lose while I'm watching them. So last night I wasn't rooting for them to win, but I was not rooting for, you know, I'm indifferent. Objectively, between the Sunday games, I'm always rooting for them to finish 2-15. One, because it will force AP out of there, hopefully, and they'll just do a complete reset. And yes, I want them to suck for Sanders, even though I don't know if he's the best quarterback. You know, he's the best quarterback in this draft. I don't know how far he is talent-wise overall. You know, I heard if he were in last year's draft, he'd go pick around 6th or 7th. He'd be after Bo Nix. But still, that's better than what they have. Case in point, a few years ago, Raiders were last game of the season when Gruden was there. They were playing a meaningless game against the Broncos. Gruden went for a two-point conversion. They won the game by 1 point, I think. And they wound up picking 4th that year. They picked one Cleveland Farrell, and the Niners picked Bosa right before them. If the Raiders had lost that game, they would have Bosa. So, you know, you got to think long-term. I cannot actively watch the game and say, please lose, please lose. Last night they had a chance to win it on a Hail Mary, and a couple weeks ago against the Chiefs on that Black Friday game, I was rooting for them. One, because it's the Chiefs and I hate them with such a passion. But
same.
Anyway, I just wanted to get your take on that. Rick is adamantly opposed. You got to win out. But if the Raiders picking 6th in this draft, they're not. You know, who are they going to bring in? Sam Darnold next year? He's having a good year, but they need a young quarterback, so I am hoping they go 2-15. Don't tell Rick that. There's no need for them to win anymore. Anyway, Donnie, I just wanted to get your take on that.
No,
I'll keep listening.
Thanks, Charlie, for the call. And I think it is a little different there, because there are other factors going in. The ownership's kind of a hot mess. The head coaching position for the last 10 years, 5-6 years, with the exception of Gruden for on the return for a minute, that's been a little bit of a mess too. So you got to factor those things in, Charlie. As he said, I kind of root for them to lose just so AP will be gone. It's not necessarily always about the draft pick, and I'm with you on that. I've seen a lot of bad coaches in my time with the 49ers also. All right, the lines are open still. If you're going to give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll get you on, get you heard. This is Dominic Jimenez, Sports Byline USA.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick this week. Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Got another open line segment here. If you want to give me a call, we can talk sports. Whatever, really, I may not be as well versed as Rick in the as expansive of his wealth of knowledge, but I can do it. I think I could hang toe to toe with him, at least a little bit. You've heard me do trivia, and I can kind of every now and then I'll breeze through them. Not always. Not always, but I do pretty well. Coming up next, we'll have Sales Sport Talk with Patty Mangan. Get out on the waves, on the sea, the ocean, the bay. We'll see. 1-800-878-7529. So as I was saying earlier about football, I was getting into the Monday night and originally just stagger the games. And, you know, Charlie made a good point. Hey, my team was playing. They stunk. At least there was another game to watch. I will say there was one other good thing is because of the 30-minute stagger, I didn't have to sit through halftime. I think I think the Vikings game was first. It went to halftime. I just flipped on the Raiders game, and I didn't have any attachment. Again, I'm not emotionally invested. I didn't have any. My fantasy matchups were basically decided. I didn't care about the Raider game, but hey, football was on, so I didn't have to, you know, flip around channels, look for something else to watch. I just put the other football game on. Very reminiscent of how my Sundays normally are. If the Niners aren't playing in one of the windows, I'm just on NFL Red Zone. No commercials. Just football, football, football. Sunday. From my couch. Not the Metrodome. So the staggered thing. But now we got to actually talk about, you know, the games. We'll start off with the game that Charlie was talking about. The Raiders lose to the Falcons in an ugly game that was not exactly good for either team. 15-9. I will say Bijan Robinson ran for 125 yards, so that was pretty good. 22 carries, averaged almost 6 yards a carry. Tyler Algier, 12 for 43. Got his carries in, but none of the explosive plays that we've seen out of him, besides one 19-yard run. Kirk Cousins, who's been a hot topic of conversation. Not that the Falcons are drawing a lot of national attention, but they're 7-7. They're still in the playoff hunt. 7-7, and they're still in the playoff hunt. Kirk Cousins, 11 of 17, 112 yards, a score, a pick. Drake London, 3 for 50. He caught the one touchdown. Nobody else caught more than 28 yards, and that would have been Kyle Pitts. Just not a great performance. They did have 4 sacks, so credit to them for that. They also had 2 interceptions, so probably should have been a bigger win than 15-9 for the Falcons and the Raiders. Oh, yeah, the Raiders. Desmond Ridder, the starter. Aiden O'Connell injured. Gardner Minshew injured. So it's Desmond Ridder, the former Falcon. 23 for 39, 200 yards, 208 yards, 1 score, 2 picks. Sincere McCormick, who's been running the ball pretty well for them, 7 carries, 8 yards, got hurt, knocked out of the game. Their leading rusher, Desmond Ridder, 5 carries, 28 yards. Alexander Madison, our founding father. Alexander Madison. If you haven't seen Hamilton, what I just did there, now I just sound like a lunatic. Alexander Hamilton sounds like Madison. 7 carries, 21 yards. Nameer Abdullah, 3 carries for 8 yards. Jacoby Myers leads the way with the receivers. 5 catches, 59 yards. The Raiders record 3 sacks and have the 1 interception. And it was just ugly. Like the Raiders, I think it was the opening drive. It got off to a bad start. I'm going to pull up the opening drive. Okay. First play, Raiders, false start. That's from their own 28. Now they're at their 23. Sincere McCormick, 5 yards. So now we're at 2nd and 10. Desmond Ridder, 8 yards to Brock Bowers, 3rd and 2. Sincere McCormick, 1 yard, 4th and 1 now. Ridder, I'm going to assume it was a quarterback sneak, 3 yards. Gets a first down. They're at their own 40 now. McCormick, 3 yards. Now we're at 2nd and 7. Desmond Ridder to McCormick for 2 yards. 3rd and 5. Desmond Ridder to Amir Abdullah, 5 yards, first down. They're at the 50. Hey, we're moving the ball. Slowly but surely. Jacoby Myers. I think it was a trick play. Sacked, minus 10 yards. 2nd and 20. McCormick up the middle, minus 3 yards. 3rd and 23. 3rd and 23 at their own 37. Alexander Madison up the middle to the Vegas 44. 7 yards. Fumbles. And Madison got banged up on the play. It was 3rd and 23. That's literally one of those situations, especially on the first drive. Let's try to get some yards. We'll see what we can do. Let's try to get some yards. And he fumbled the ball. And things didn't get much better for the Raiders. Daniel Carlson was good. three field goals. And then the play calling at one point in the game was also baffling. I want to say the Raiders were at their own, like, around the two-yard line, their own two-yard line. In the first play, they run it out of the shotgun. Desmond Ridder hands it off. The guy barely gets back to the one-yard line. I'm not sure which of the running backs. I think it might have been Madison back in the game. All right, that's not ideal. Now they're at their own one-yard line. What do you do? Try to get some yards, maybe a little tush push? No, they go back into the shotgun. There's no way they're going to pass this, right? No, they ran it again. Safety. Just the decision-making left me wondering, what are we doing here? And again, just like with A's fans, fellow Niners, whatever it might be, when your team is just going through it and just poor decisions are being made everywhere, I felt for Raider fans. I'm a Niners fan. Has it been good the last 10 years? For the most part, yeah. But I remember some really bad times. And Antonio Pierce reminds me a lot of Mike Singletary and his tenure with the 49ers. Mike Singletary talked a big game. Great rah-rah guy. Get the troops ready for battle. That kind of coach. But when it came to X's and O's and decision-making in-game, I think the world's best Madden player would have been better than him. Heck, I don't even think it needed to be the best Madden player in the world. It could have just been a good Madden player. Now, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. He has the experience. But he wasn't good with the X's and O's, and we saw that develop with the 49ers. And I'm not watching every Raiders game, but from what I've seen, what I've heard Rick say, the discourse that I've seen online, it sounds a lot like Antonio Pierce is the exact same way. Maybe not now, but, you know, last year as the interim and earlier this season, his guys went to bat for him. They would run through a brick wall. Max Crosby, if AP is not the head coach, I want to be traded. That's a lot of player loyalty and equity that Antonio Pierce built up in a very short time. However, that's all great and dandy, players, coach. But if you're not an X's and O's guy, if you can't formulate a good game plan, if you cannot adjust as the game goes along, if you're constantly making questionable at best decisions, maybe being a head coach in the NFL is not for you. And yes, there is something to be said about being a coach that the players love. Look at Mike Tomlin. Players love playing for Mike Tomlin. But you know what? Mike Tomlin is also a great X's and O's head coach. The guy hasn't had a losing season yet. And sure, he took over a very good team. Got a quarterback who's probably going to be a Hall of Famer with Ben Roethlisberger to start. But since then, he's still gotten it done with Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett. Would players run through a wall for him? Mike Tomlin, absolutely, but you know what? He gets results. He gets the job done. There is something to be said about having football IQ. And you know what? The honest truth, not everyone is built to be a head coach, no matter your playing credentials. And it's evident here with Antonio Pierce. We got Sales Sport Talk coming up next. Stick you here. Titillating Sports, Sports Byline USA.
Holiday. holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Oh, you hear that song, you know it can only be time for one thing, and that means it's time for Sales Sport Talk here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Sales Sport Talk and SalesSportTalk.com. And I'm going to pass things off here to our host today, Patty Mangan. Patty, how you doing?
Great, Dominic. Thank you so much for setting us up.
My pleasure.
Good morning, everyone. And this is Patty, and I'm introducing Johan. She is a sailor and a clairvoyant and a perfumer. Hi, Yosh.
Hi, Patty. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. We were just talking before the show about sailing and getting into it and how there are so many interesting and wonderful people. And adjusting. And we were just talking about how there's actually wonderful characters in the sailing world and a wonderful community in the sailing world. So let's talk about the community that you found.
Well, when I started to learn how to sail, I was a landlubber who didn't know anything about sailing. And I was just one of those people who would go to the beach and look longingly or at the marina, like, who are these people who have boats? And now that I've, you know, been in it, they're regular people, but some are superstars. And then that journey from being a landlubber to U.S. Coast Guard captain, every segment and every step of the way, it's almost like new sets of characters depending on your you know, kind of pay grade and also your level. Because when you're a beginner, you're kind of with either old salty dogs who want to, quote unquote, show you the ropes.
Right.
And then it's kind of a circus because you're just thrown in and it's literally sink or swim. And then as you get into it more, you meet the cruisers who have, you know, found a way to get off grid and they're living their life on the boat and sailing around the world.
Right.
Then you have your day cruisers who, you know, they just sail in their home port. Then you have your racers, you know, some that are gentlemen sportsmen who are often the boat owners.
Yes.
Very competitive. Mm. Doesn't mean that they're not competitive. Mm-hmm. It just means they have a lot of leisure time and nice boats. And then you have the crew who are jockeying for the top spots on the race boats. Then you have the semi-pros, people who sometimes get paid to go sailing. And then you have the actual pros who are, you know, world renowned, who, you know, it's amazing because it's the kind of sport that you can meet the pros with newbies sometimes on the same boat. Then you have everybody in between. You do have, you know, all kinds of stereotypes, characters, sometimes often people who overstate their skill set, and then you get on a boat and you kind of get into that danger zone where you're like, who is this clown on a boat? And everybody in between. And then you start sailing internationally and you take these archetypes, multiply it with cultural, you know, nuances. And
right.
Then it's really fun, actually.
I think we should set the visual for our listeners in terms of your sailing. You've got 20,000 nautical miles under your belt.
Yeah, a bit more now because I did an amazing Polynesian trip, which, you know, I added about another 8,000.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. And so why don't you tell our listeners what you've done in terms of distance?
Sure. When I was first learning, I did mostly day sails. And then early on, I found this magazine in the Bay Area called Latitude 38, and there's a crew list. So that was one hot tip that I did get, is get yourself on crew list. I didn't really know what that meant, but I found every avenue possible, international crew lists, free crew lists. But, you know, Latitude 38 is a great crew list because it's local and you kind of have this standard by which people know the community.
Right.
So
here in the Bay Area.
Here in the Bay Area, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Because I had gone on a catamaran charter with an ex-boyfriend of mine, and I met the captain and his girlfriend who told me that you could hitchhike around the world by boat. And I was like, what the heck? I want to do that. So I kind of knew that this community existed, and I knew the ticket was get yourself on crew lists, whatever that meant.
Yeah.
Part of that crew list is you have delivery captains who want to have people to help them take the boat from point A to point B. Oftentimes, the captains are super qualified and very capable and can probably do it by themselves. So it's not necessarily a requirement that you know how to sail, but you have to stay awake, you can't get seasick, and you have to have a good attitude. Well, and then if you could cook and clean, that'd be great. So since I didn't know how to sail, I could do all the other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did a lot of coastal deliveries, and then I did some longer deliveries simply by putting myself on crew lists.
Now, did you do the Transpac?
After that, right.
Okay.
So then I started doing, you know, short coastal deliveries, California. Then I did...
I love this.
Yeah. And then somehow I found, through one of the crew sites, I think Find a Crew, somebody invited me to Panama. And I thought, oh my gosh, how fun. I want to go there. And so I, you know, these are complete strangers, right? It's almost like a dating app, but it's a crew list.
Right.
So I went to Panama. I did have kind of a sinking feeling about the couple with the catamaran because everything looked like a disaster. But since I didn't know anything about sailing, I thought, oh, this is how it normally is. Well, I met some professional crew who were, you know, serious sailors who had their documentation, their certifications. And they said, you know, I would really wonder about your safety on that boat. Well, unbeknownst to me, that catamaran hadn't really been sailing. It was mostly a motor condo, floating condo in the area. And it was haphazard. So we left. But you know, some mechanical issues. I got off the boat.
Yeah.
And then they're like, listen, if you really want to get into sailing, get yourself the STCW, get some certifications and get paid to do your miles. And so I thought, oh my gosh, these people are spending their time telling me how I should do it properly.
Mm-hmm.
So that put a, you know, thought in my head. And then on that same trip, I stepped off, which is kind of hard because you really want to do this trip. It's free. It's kind of an experience and it's a vacation in a way. But the first hard lesson is safety first, right?
And you stepped off?
I stepped off this boat because I didn't know how to explain why I had a sinking feeling.
Yeah.
But in the end, I realized it's
pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended. Now looking back, I realized there were so many mechanical issues. And so now I realize, before I step on a boat, I want to know all the specs. I want to know the captain's experience. And honestly, when I didn't know anything, a captain might say to me, do you want to go downstairs and see my engine? And I thought that was code for, do you want to go and, you know, hanky-panky downstairs? And I was like, no, I do not want to see your engine. But now that I know how to sail, if a captain does not want to show me his engine,
that's
because that's a clue that something is not right with the boat.
Right.
So funny things like that. So on that trip, I ended up jumping ship, which is another term I didn't know about. So I jumped ship, got on a different catamaran, and was able to do the Panama Canal, which is on a lot of sailors' bucket list.
Okay.
So that was like really eye-opening. I spent, you know, a week in the marina meeting all kinds of people who were from all over the world, sailing, doing all kinds of things. And so that was really my entryway into this whole world of sailing and professional marinership and you know, professional captaining. And, you know, I really didn't know anything. It just all seemed great.
But I think that based on reading about you, getting to know you a little bit, you take on a challenge. And not a lot of people go as far as you've gone in terms of not only distance, but getting your captain's license. And also kind of learning about people and who you really want to be on a boat with,
That's right.
Risk your life with.
That's it. Because when you're a newbie, you don't realize how dangerous it can be. It all seems like an adventure, including, you know, you're stepping on a boat sometimes offshore with complete strangers who you don't know their eating, sleeping, psychology, emotional strengths or not. You know, some people go a little cuckoo offshore, or, you know, some people really are, I don't drink, we don't drink, you know, underway, we only drink, you know, when the hook's down or in the marina. But some people drink beer for breakfast, you know, offshore. And that's something that, you know, you learn along the way, and you really learn to set your boundaries. Because definitely as a woman sailor, and also a person of color, there aren't that many people who look like me. Or if you're sailing often in the developing country, they're the workers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think partly because when you don't know how to sail as a woman, you're relegated to the galley, right? And so after some trips, I did the Baja Haha, which is a great cruise from, you know, some people start in the Bay Area, then they go down to San Diego, and then they meet upwards hundreds of boats,
hundreds, and
hundreds of sailors, and you go all the way down to Cabo up to La Paz. And so I did that a few times, luckily with great owners, and you know, met a lot of people that way. And luckily for me, I met captains who were above board, literally, and who were kind and generous, who kind of literally showed me the ropes. And I think you really have to learn how to sniff out literally the rats who you kind of know, you have this uneasy feeling about them, and then you don't want to sail with them. And in the beginning, you're just like, I want to get on a boat. And you kind of override those suspicions. But in the end, every time I had a stinking suspicion, it always ended up in some kind of, not catastrophe, but some kind of calamity, right?
Right.
And then in the end, you know,
I'm thinking of my own calamity.
Oh, yes. I'm sure you have some stories too.
You're taking me back to, you know, when you're trusting and you find yourself in situations. I've been in a couple of situations that now I look back at that and go, how did I put myself in that position? But you trust people.
Definitely. And you trust people when you're about to go on an offshore journey. So I really love that part of sailing and, you know, going offshore, meaning, you know, hundreds of miles, thousands of miles offshore. So one of my first big trips was sailing double-handed to Hawaii with an ex-military captain who was amazing. And it was a small 30-foot Ericsson, and we left
30 feet.
Yeah, Camp Pendleton. His neighbor military friends sent us off. And it was amazing because suddenly, you know, halfway in, you're like, oh, it's just me and this captain, this older retired guy. And, you know, there's sometimes dicey moments when you're at sea. It's big winds, big waves. And then you realize, even though it is kind of dangerous, you really feel at one with the ocean. You feel at one with nature. You feel at one with, you know, some higher power. And that's what all the sailing is about. And you also recognize, you know, I've been across to Polynesia. I've sailed in the Atlantic going from the Grenada all the way to North Carolina. And you're like, oh, these winds have been around for thousands of years.
Right.
And it's the same wind. And other people have sailed these same winds. And you're like, wow, I'm really lucky.
I just want to mention there's this concept that we are all breathing the out breath. We are breathing in all the out breaths of all the people before us.
That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Going back thousands of years. And that the winds carry those. And that we all still exist at all times.
That's right. That's right. And I hope that more women get into the sailing because it's a technical sport. I find lots of engineers, lots of, you know, similar archetypes. And then women tend to be intuitive sailors. Not that men can't be, but it's just an interesting way to sail.
Okay. All right. And with that, we have to hit break. My thanks to Patty and our guest, Yosh Han, here on Sail Sport Talk. If you want more info or some photos, you can go to sailsporttalk.com for more info. Patty, Yosh, thank you so much. And with that, we are going to head to break. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline, Titillating Sports.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, let's close down this hour of titillating sports. We're going to run it back with a replay in the next hour, and then I'll be back live for hour three. J.D. Sharp should be joining me. We'll see. The two best words in sports are Game 7, and I think the five words that are the scariest in baseball are Rob Manfred has an idea. And we've heard how he wants to instill a minimum for starting pitchers where they have to go a certain number of innings unless they reach a pitch threshold and or a runs threshold. And he wants it, and he says starting pitchers are the face of baseball and telecasts focus on it and all this and that. You have to go six innings. He thinks that there is an alternative to that because it hasn't really picked up any steam because, hear me out, it's a terrible idea. His idea is to install transaction limits. He thinks it's a solution. Okay. He also thinks tying the designated hitter slot to the starting pitcher's presence is also a potentially good idea. It's been experimented with in independent Atlantic League baseball. Hear me out, Rob Manfred. Maybe just stop messing with the game. Let us live, man. And I understand that there is an element to you need to grow the game and you need to, you know, bring in new markets and all of this. I understand that. But dude, if something is not broken, don't fix it. Or as the actual adage goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. He's fixing things that are not broken. There are things in baseball that can be fixed. What he's obsessed over ain't him. All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Former two-weight UFC champion Conor McGregor has agreed to fight Logan Paul in a boxing exhibition in India. Paul has become more known for his time in the WWE, where he won the U.S. Championship in 2023. The Irish fighter McGregor has not fought since he broke his leg in the TKO loss in 2021. McGregor still intends to delay his return to the MMA. Week 15 concluded in the NFL as the Vikings hosted the Bears at home. Sam Darnold, quarterback for the Vikings, threw for 231 yards, had one touchdown and one interception, which ultimately resulted in the Vikings winning 30-12. Vikings, arguably one of the best teams in the NFL with their record sitting at 12-2, the Bears now at 4-10. Falcons and Raiders also faced off in primetime, the Falcons taking the W over the Raiders 15-9. After that loss for the Raiders, they now joined the Giants for the worst record in the NFL, sitting at 2-12. On the opposite end of the spectrum, the Kansas City Chiefs sitting at an almost perfect record, 13-1. Three-time WNBA MVP and two-time league champion has landed one of the richest shoe deals for a woman's basketball player. Las Vegas Aces star Asia Wilson has reached a six-year extension with Nike. Wilson's new deal now ranks among the highest paid shoe endorsement deals in the sport. That's your Sport Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season, and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. North Carolina's hiring of 72-year-old Bill Belichick caught many by surprise, including yours truly. While trying to envision how one of the top NFL coaches of all time would succeed, heck, survive the college game, I was also waiting for the announcement. Many media outlets went days saying the signing was imminent, yet no sports news source could confirm anything. Finally, when it was announced, I still questioned it. The several-day delay had to mean there was some sort of power struggle within the ranks at North Carolina. Word was Tulane coach John Summerall was a top candidate, but didn't get the commitment from the school he sought to take the job. You can certainly summarize that Belichick did, thus the several-day delay at the end of the hiring process, which seemingly means there had to be at least two search committees running this process. One headed by athletic director Bubba Cunningham, the other led by those with deep pockets looking to ascend the North Carolina brand and commitment to football. And thus the pieces came together and the loudest bullhorn at UNC told Belichick exactly what he wanted to hear. At the news conference, it was immediately known that interim head coach Freddie Kitchens, who replaced 73-year-old Mac Brown in season, will be part of his staff. The rest of the names mentioned have worked with Belichick, and a few have college experience, the most notable, his son Steve, who is the defensive coordinator at the University of Washington, and has a date in the Sun Bowl on New Year's Eve. I hope this works. I'm not one that wishes people fail. Having said that, if I try to put the pieces together of this new marriage, I have a hard time envisioning it working, using purely logic and nothing else. NFL coaches choose pro players, and conversely, college players choose college coaches. Let's see what happens from this moment forward. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon,
fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the Hizzle for Shizzle, biznatch.
Another hour of titillating sports is on the way, and it's actually here. It's not on the way. It's not coming in a few minutes. It's here. It's now. I'd like to welcome you in. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick Tittle. He named the show after himself, so it's nice and awkward. Dominic Jimenez, titillating sports. Now it just sounds weird. It's not as funny. Whoever you might be listening, I'd like to welcome you into the hour. Tune in, iHeart, Stitcher, Terrestrial Radio, Sirius, or if you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, I'd very much like to welcome you in and thank you for your service, keeping us safe, allowing me to sit in a room by myself talking about sports and whatever else comes across my mind. Sometimes it's cookies, sometimes it's Marvel, sometimes it's entertainment. And in about a half hour at 40 after, speaking of entertainment, I'll be joined by musician, actor, entrepreneur, and celebrity panelist on The Masked Singer, Robin Thicke. We'll be talking about The Masked Singer finale coming up Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Eastern on Fox. As an avid watcher of it, I very much like The Masked Singer. I'm ready for the finale. So we'll get Robin's kind of breakdown on Buffaloes versus the Wasp. We'll see what he thinks about that matchup. Just talk Masked Singer. And he's also back in the studio, got some new music out. So we'll talk about that for a little bit, too. That's coming up at 40 after. After this open, we'll have a commercial break. And then if it picks up, we'll have J.D. Sharp. We'll recap some Monday Night Football. Maybe get into... see if he cares about the NBA Cup. College basketball has been crazy. We've got the college football playoff coming up this week. We'll have to get into that. At least it starts this week. Weekend. So we'll have to get into that. Plus, 25 after, open segment. Your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Tittling Sports.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show. Dominic Jimenez here, Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We're still looking for J.D. Sharp. If I see the phone start blinking, I will push a button and get him on and we will talk. In the meantime, you can give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And I'll see a different light blinking, and I will click a different button and get you on just the same as I would with J.D. Sharp. All right, before we move on in the last hour, I went on a diatribe about Antonio Pierce. Got a little distracted. We did not finish the second Monday night game, which I think technically was the first Monday night game. So I guess I should say we didn't do the other Monday night game. And that is the Minnesota Vikings defeating the Chicago Bears 30-12 in Minnesota. The Vikings already had their playoff spot locked up. And this game was never really close. 10-0 after one, 13-0 at half, 20-3 after three. And we finished 30-12. Sam Darnold, Dom guest. Back in the day when he was drafted out of USC, I had him and Mason Rudolph. Such high hopes for both of them. Early struggles in their career. They're both doing okay. Mason Rudolph, the backup in Tennessee, although that kind of changes on a weekly basis with Will Levis. And Sam Darnold doing very well for the Vikings. So all of a sudden, those interviews are less, oh yeah, and I did those interviews. Okay. So now they're like, oh, yeah, no, I interviewed Sam Darnold. So, he's a great guest. And I just got a note, JD had something come up. We will have him tomorrow, and we'll talk college football playoff because that's just around, as Pocahontas said, the river bend, or at least just around the corner. That's coming starting this weekend. Will I be watching it? Probably not. Will I be seeing looking at the box scores afterwards? Absolutely. It's like college basketball. Do I watch college basketball? No. Am I in for the tournament? Yep. I don't know how much I'm going to watch of the tournament, but I have a vested interest because I fill out a bracket. There was no bracketology or anything like that with the college football playoff. There's only so many teams. So I'm not fully invested like that, but I would like to see how it goes in its first year of expansion, or at least its first year of major expansion. So we'll see how that goes. Back to Monday Night Football, though. The Vikings, 30-12. Sam Darnold, 24-40, 230, one score, one pick. Just singing his praises, and this game was fine. What is that, a 60% completion percentage? Hey, how's that for quick math? Averaging about 6 yards. Yeah, not per attempt, not that great. Aaron Jones, solid on the ground, 18 carries, 86 yards, and a score. Justin Jefferson leading the way with the receivers, 7 for 73 and a score. Jordan Addison, 7 for 63. He's been on fire lately. How about that? How many of you fantasy owners out there are riding the Jordan Addison wave into and through the playoffs. He's been good. TJ Hockenson, 5-4, 50. They had two sacks of Caleb Williams. They had a fumble recovery. No interceptions. This was another case of just the Bears. They're just not there yet. They've got pieces in place, but they're not ready yet. They're not there. Caleb Williams, 18 of 31, 191 yards, one score. No picks. Got sacked twice. Not the most accurate game he's going to have. Not the most efficient game he's going to have. DeAndre Swift, 19 carries, 79 yards. Respectable on the ground there. Keenan Allen leading the way with the receivers, 6 for 82. And DJ Moore, 8 for 46. It was just a matter of they couldn't sustain anything. They couldn't get going. The Vikings have a very good defense. And they proved it. So now the Vikings are tied for first in the division with the Detroit Lions, who suffered at least three more season-ending injuries on Sunday. Two defenders and running back David Montgomery. I know they started off, him and Jahmyr Gibbs started off as Rhythm and Blues. Get in Detroit, Motown, Rhythm and Blues, R&B. Then they were Thunder and Lightning, and I think now they're Sonic and Knuckles. Well, now it's just Sonic. Knuckles is down. Maybe Shadow took him out, or Dr. Robotnik took him out. Looking at the NFC North, they're 12, both teams 12-2. In the division, Detroit 4-0, Minnesota 3-1. I don't know what the tiebreaker is, but they do play the Lions Sunday, January 5th, to close the season. That all of a sudden could be a huge game. The Vikings have the Seahawks this week, the Packers the following week, and then the Lions to close out the season. The Lions will have the Bears, and then the how is that possible? How are there only two games left for the Lions? I feel like something's missing there, and I don't know what it was. I click on Detroit, look at their schedule, and yeah, no, there's they play the Bears, and there's nothing the weekend of the 29th, and then on the 5th they have that game against the Vikings, but so be it. So be it. But the Vikings now in a position to, and they've been a, I don't want to say a dark horse, but they've been a bit of a darling, a favorite that people are picking to, you know, maybe have some upsets come playoff time. You know, everybody's talking about the Lions and talking a little bit about the Eagles now, and that's starting to pick up as they continue to play really well and they look really good and they're rounding into form going into the playoffs. But Minnesota's always been in the back of people's minds. Like, hey, Minnesota's pretty good. It's just, which Sam Darnold are you going to get? Are you going to get 2024 Sam Darnold, who's been pretty good? Or are you going to get whatever year he was, 2019? Are you going to get old Sam Darnold? Which version are you going to get? Heck, which version of this year's Sam Darnold are you going to get? You don't know. Aaron Jones is pretty good. Good running back. You got Justin Jefferson, one of the best receivers in the NFL. Jordan Addison, one of the best number two receivers. And TJ Hockenson, one of the best tight ends. And your defensive unit has been very good, too. I understand why people pick the Vikings and like them a lot. And now, all of a sudden, they may not even be dark horse candidates. They might just, with the way things are going now, they might win the division. And I'm not going to say they're going to be favorites to win the NFC, but now you win the division over Detroit, you have to be viewed as a favorite in the NFC at that point. Not the favorite, but definitely more than you would be if you were going in as a wild card. How do I feel about it? I don't know how I feel about it. But I will say, yeah, Vikings look good. And I have the Vikings defense in fantasy. That game against Seattle, all of a sudden they're going to be playing against probably Sam Howell. If you're a fantasy player and you have the Vikings defense and special teams, you got to be feeling really good about yourself now rather than against Geno Smith. Not that Geno Smith is going to light it up, but Geno Smith is a better quarterback than Sam Howell. I still think even despite the injuries, the Lions are a better team overall, and the Eagles are the cream of the crop in the NFC, even if the national media just refuses to talk about them. All right, I'm Dominic Menez. This is Taylor Lane Sports Open Lines on the other side. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, welcome back into the show. Open lines, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up and we will get you connected. We can talk some sports. We can talk NFL, MLB hot stove, cricket, hockey, college basketball, college football. The playoffs start this weekend. NBA Cup, that's going down tonight. We'll get into that in just a sec. NBA trade rumors, those are going. We got at least one trade that I have yet to talk about that happened over the weekend. So we can do whatever. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-259 is the number to call in and get heard. Coming up in the next segment, musician, actor, celebrity panelist on The Masked Singer, Robin Thicke, joins me to talk about the finale coming up Wednesday night on Fox, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Wednesday night. The Masked Singer wrapping up season 12 already. I didn't realize they were already on season 12. And I think they do what like Survivor does, where they run two seasons a year. Yeah, one in the like spring and one in the fall into the winter. But 12 seasons already. Pretty good. And they continue to have solid guests. It's not like like Dancing with the Stars, where at the beginning, oh man, this is, oh wow, they got that person. Well, they got that person. And now it's however many seasons in, and they're kind of like, who? Huh? Who's that person? And admittedly, there are definitely people I've never heard of that pop up on The Masked Singer, but overall, they do a really good job still 12 seasons in of getting people to participate in big names. So we'll talk to Robin Thicke about The Masked Singer finale coming up Wednesday night. But that's in the next segment. In this segment, we'll talk whatever the callers may want to talk about if they call. In the meantime, we're going to talk about what I want to talk about. Let's start really quick. A trade in the NBA went down over the weekend. Not a blockbuster trade, but very much an impactful trade with a guy you've probably heard of if you know anything about the NBA. If you casually follow it, this name will probably ring a bell to you. Dennis Schroeder, or as Rick would... Dennis Schroeder. I can't do exactly the same way Rick does. But Dennis Schroeder has played for many teams in his career. Traded from the Brooklyn Nets to the Golden State Warriors, and that's how we're starting NBA trade season. The Nets looking to rebuild. Warriors looking for some help. They're trying to maximize and extend Steph Curry's window, and they're literally trying to get any help that they can, and they bring in a guy who is averaging 18.5 points, 6.5 assists. That's a pretty good start in terms of help, and it's a guy that can alleviate some of the ball handling duties for Steph. A legitimate scorer, 18.5 points, as I mentioned. Solid defender, as Draymond Green said, he's got the dog in him. This just means he's gritty and he's tough and he's a competitor. He's tenacious. And for the Warriors, they didn't have to trade any of their highly valued young guys, I'll say. No Moses Moody, no Brandon Pajemski, no Jonathan Kuminga, no Trace Jackson Davis. No, the trade is Dennis Schroeder and a second-round pick for DeAnthony Melton, who's out for the season with an ACL injury, with Reese Beekman. I'm just going to assume he was in the G League. They had the rights to him because I'm not even sure who Reese Beekman is. And 3 second-round picks to get Schroeder. He'll be Steph's backup moving forward, and I'm sure they're going to play alongside each other a lot, but it'll be nice for the Warriors to not have to rely on Steph at all times as a ball handler. Wiggins can do it in stretches. Draymond can do it in stretches. Pajemski can do it in stretches, but none of those guys are kind of true point guards. And I know technically that's Pajemski's position, but in terms of being a distributor, a playmaker, that's not what he does. Same with Gary Payton Jr. Or Gary Payton the second. GP2? Yeah, Gary Payton the second. Same vibe. Point guard, but does a lot of other things and is not quite the ball handler that you need when Steph's not on the court. Schroeder fills a need. He now ranks basically in the top five of the Warriors, statistically, on this current roster at least, in most categories. Maybe not so much rebounds, but still. Still very good. 18.5 points per game. It's been efficient. He's played with LeBron. He can function without the ball. He can function with the ball. And he's pretty good on defense, which is solid. And he seems to be willing and able now at this stage in his career to handle the type of offense that the Golden State Warriors run. Remember, pick and roll, constantly moving, not with the ball. That's good enough. He's good enough. He can do it. They didn't give up. The one thing, and this is a criticism I've seen online, is, oh, they still don't have a star. They still haven't gotten a star. They tried to get Paul George. They tried to get Lauri Markkanen. They've been linked with Jimmy Butler. Yeah, great. But if they do go get a star, they don't have a huge contract like they did with Chris Paul. So you're going to see a couple guys go if they do land a star, and I don't know if that is worth it. Because you think about it, okay, salary match and then talent going back. Am I trading Wiggins and Kuminga and Kyle Anderson for Jimmy Butler? Probably not. But for the time being, I'll take a Dennis Schroeder to go with Steph Curry in the backcourt. It's good enough for right now, and we're going to have to see how he integrates with the team. I don't think the trade deadline's till like February. Obviously, the Warriors don't want to have to wait a month and a half, 2 months to figure out if they're going to be contenders or not. But I think that's ample time to continue to feel out what they want to do moving forward, who they want to try to acquire, and how that's going to set them up for the rest of the season. They've got time to do that. And I think they've been scuffling. They've had a tough December schedule. There's no denying that. But after a hot start, things have tapered off a bit in December. They're at the bottom of the playoff seating right now in the West. And again, which is fine. And I didn't turn off. I got an email. I have Outlook, if you couldn't tell, and you hear the ding. All right, and we'll get into this when I have a little bit more time tomorrow, but just got an email that the NBA has announced a new format for the All-Star Game. One of the biggest criticisms people have of the All-Star Game is people don't try. It's boring. It stinks. Well, the NBA is going to try something. And as I said, we'll get into that tomorrow because coming up after the break, we have Robin Thicke. I've waxed poetic enough about Dennis Schroeder. Really quick as we wrap things up here. NBA Cup tonight. Bucks versus Thunder. Yeah, Bucks and the Thunder. Now, it's funny that the ratings have gone the way they have because on paper, this is a pretty good matchup. You got Giannis and Dame versus, and Chet Holmgren's hurt, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, one of the biggest stars. $309,000 in prize money going to each of the players on the winning team. Not for the big guys. That's nothing. But that's still almost $1 million. I can't even math. $309,000 is not $1 million. I'm tripping. But still, money is at stake. And I was mentioning yesterday when the Warriors and the Celtics and the Lakers got eliminated, the prices for the semis and the finals plummeted. And I don't know what the answer is in terms of getting people to care about the NBA again. I'm not sure what it is. The ratings are down. It's not a lack of stars in the league. To be fair, the NBA has hitched themselves to these older stars for a while now. That's definitely been the case. They're still heavily promoting LeBron and Curry and Harden. But I don't know what the key to unlock getting your fans back actually is. You have young stars like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, Victor Wembanyama, Luka Doncic. I don't know if it's because only one of those guys is American. I don't know what it is. But people are not resonating with the current batch of young stars or Jason Tatum like they have with the guys of the last 10, 15 years. The NBA Cup, I don't think it's quite what they were hoping and doesn't have the impact the NBA was hoping it would. Maybe the All-Star Game, which we break down tomorrow, will unlock some things for them. Dominic Jimenez, Robin Thicke, Masked Singer, coming up next. Titling Sports, Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here. Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody get up.
Whoa, Welcome back to the show. Sports Byline USA, heard coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up on Wednesday, December 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, it is the Season 12 finale of The Masked Singer. And I'm now joined by platinum-selling musician, actor, entrepreneur, and he's also one of the panelists on The Masked Singer alongside Rita Ora, Ken Jeong, and Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg, and that is Robin Thicke. And some of the things fans can expect is Season 5 winner Nick Lachey will be returning to ring in the holiday season, while the Buffaloes and the Wasp go head-to-head for the Golden Mask Trophy. And Robin, welcome to the show, and let's just dive right in. As somebody who's watched these two, this group and this artist perform all year, all season, I should say, what's your breakdown of Buffaloes versus Wasp heading into the finals?
Well, you know, it's fun because, you know, the Wasp is a crowd favorite. I mean, he can dance, he can sing his butt off, or his wasp off. I don't know, what do you call it? And the Buffaloes, have fooled us. At the beginning, I thought it was Jonas Brothers or something, and then now it seems like they're way more soulful. And so the Buffaloes have really been a surprise each time they perform. But I think this is some of the most talented vocals we've ever had in the finale.
And for you, as part of the panel, guessing the celebrities, what is it like being part of the show, trying to keep things fresh now 12 seasons in? In theory, you'd think, oh, okay, what's something new we could do? But fans continue to just watch the show, and you get more and more huge name celebrities and icons in their respective industries. What is it like keeping it fresh 12 seasons in?
I think it's really comes down to the producers and the network. They just did a great job right around in Hollywood. I grew up in Hollywood, so I know that right around that sixth or seventh season is usually when the creativity dies down and it starts to get really repetitive. But they did such a great job of these theme nights and making it an event, you know, each episode. And so for us, it became fresh when we started to do these theme nights. And you know, the talent is otherworldly. I mean, really, we do get some of the very best singers in the business.
And really quick, has your fan interactions changed now instead of people coming up, oh, hey, Robin, can we get a photo? Do they come up to you now and be like, hey, Robin, I know exactly who this person is. Why haven't you guessed them? It's obvious.
I do get that sometimes, but it's actually the age group. I think what happened was, you know, most of the time your fan base is usually the same age as you in this business, you know? Mm-hmm. And so now I get a lot of, you know, 7 to 12-year-old kids who are very excited to meet me, and that's fun, you know, just to be part of another generation, especially for me because I have young kids also. So that part is fun, just to be a part of a little bit of the youth culture.
I think another reason for the success 12 years in is your rapport with host Nick Cannon and your fellow panelists. Just talk to me a little bit about working with them. It seems like you all just have so much fun on a consistent basis.
You know what? Honestly, it's that old Hollywood story of if you have chemistry, the show can be a hit. And Ken Jeong is one of the nicest human beings on the planet. Rita Ora is just the sweetest. Jenny is a consummate professional. Nick and I did The Real Husbands of Hollywood with Kevin Hart many years ago. We did a few seasons together. And Nick was one of the people that co-signed for me when they asked him, you know, what do you think of Robin Thicke? And he gave me a glowing review, and that's one of the reasons I got the job. So it's genuinely a joy to come to work and see those faces, and we love each other, and we love working together. And when you have that kind of chemistry, it jumps off the screen.
We're speaking with Robin Thicke. He is one of the panelists on The Masked Singer. You can check out the Season 12 finale. It'll be the Buffaloes versus the Wasp in the finals for the Golden Mask Trophy Wednesday, December 18th on Fox, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And, you know, you mentioned that you have kids now, and we've seen so many times somebody appear on The Masked Singer. We never would have expected them to do something like this, and here they are. Oh, I did it for my kids. I did it for my niece, my nephew. So, Robin, I got to ask you, had you not been a panelist and Fox comes calling to you, whatever season it might be, are you participating in The Masked Singer? And two, I know you had to have thought about this. What would your costume have been?
I don't know. Maybe I'd be like broccoli or something. I love broccoli. or I joke with my daughters that maybe I'd be a chicken nugget because they love chicken nuggets.
A man with good taste, chicken nugget. But you definitely would have done it, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I think I'm, you know, especially for me, because I have so much music still to release, I think that it would be more of a victory lap later on in my career. But right now, I still would be focused on generating new music and then hopefully, you know, do a victory lap somewhere down the road.
All right, so you would have participated in season 30. Fair enough. As somebody who's been in Hollywood, in the industry, we've seen you kind of like, I know that voice. I had to have worked with this voice. Has there ever been a moment of frustration for you? Just, you can picture it, you can hear the voice, and you know where you can place it, but you can't quite put a name to the singer on stage?
Oh yeah, it happens almost every season because, you know, not every season, even just every episode, because especially when you first hear them, and you see them in these costumes and you come out and you hear the voice or the vocal tone and you go, oh, I know that voice. I know I've heard that before. And then it ends up being someone that you've never even heard of sometimes. So it can be very, very confusing, but that's the joy of the show. That's the guessing game, is that, you know, your ear plays tricks on you, and because you're looking at a unicorn or something. You know, and that tricks the mind, and that's why I think the show is such a great success.
And I can think of one. I'm a big fan of the musician JoJo, and I remember, or excuse me, it wasn't JoJo, it was Tori Kelly, and I remember she was on a few seasons ago. Big fan, and we got to the end of the season, and she got revealed, and I'm like, wait, that was Tori Kelly. Some fan I am. I wasn't embarrassed because I wasn't doing it on national TV, but I'm like, how did I not get somebody who I'm a big fan of? So for you, has there been somebody where there was a reveal and you were embarrassed that, oh man, I really should have gotten that one right?
Well, I should have gotten T-Pain because I know all of his hits. And I definitely should have gotten Lil Wayne because I have 7 records with him. And instead, I guessed Shaun White, and will never live that down.
All right, we just a couple minutes left with Robin Thicke. He's a panelist on The Masked Singer. Season 12 finale will be airing on Fox Wednesday, December 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. The Buffaloes will be going head-to-head with the Wasp in the finals. Has there been a moment in your 12 seasons on The Masked Singer, Robin, that's really surprised you, just genuine shock, that you were like almost speechless? We've seen various moments in on the show with different panelists, but for you, what was kind of that wow moment for you?
Well, you know, the two moments that come to mind is the season finale of season 1, which was T-Pain. The fact that he was the monster and he was singing these incredible vocals and he's had 20, you know, hit records and none of us guessed T-Pain. That was pretty shocking. But then the other moment would probably be Dick Van Dyke. I think seeing Dick Van Dyke at whatever, 99 years old, come on the show. And I think my earliest memory as a child of watching a film was Mary Poppins. And I was a huge fan of that movie and his essence and his spirit. And seeing his beautiful smile come out from underneath that mask, we were all blown away.
All right, we got about 30 seconds left. You're back in the studio, too. New album coming in 2025. New single, I Know What to Do, out now. How are you feeling being back in the studio after a short hiatus?
Yeah, well, you know, I had 3 kids in 3 years, and then our house burned down. And so there was a lot of shuffling and repositioning that had to go on, and now finally I've got all the kids in some form of daycare or school, and we have a brand new house, and so the last couple of years I've been able to really focus back in on music, and I'm very excited about the album that I'm going to be putting out next year, and it's time.
That is the voice of Robin Thicke. Make sure you see the season 12 finale of The Masked Singer on Wednesday, December 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Fox. Robin, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us. We really appreciate having you on, and we love watching all of you on The Masked Singer. Take care.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me. God bless. Everybody, tune in.
There it is. Robin Thicke, Masked Singer, one more time. Fox, December 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Season 5 winner Nick Lachey will be back. He was the piggy. He was an easy one to get for me. I'm a child of the boy band era. So that was an easy one that I got right. And I'm just going to, you know, Robin Thicke couldn't get T-Pain and Lil Wayne. I got those ones right. Just basically with T-Pain, if you had seen his Tiny Desk performance with NPR, you would know T-Pain can sing. It's not all just auto-tune. The guy can sing. And as we head to break here, you will hear a little bit of Robin Thicke's new song, I Know What to Do, which is out now. It's a single, and yeah, he hasn't made music in 3 years. I didn't realize he had had 3 kids in 3 years and that he lost his home in one of the fires, but yeah, no, it's a triumphant return to the studio, because other than Masked Singer, I didn't really know what Robin Thicke's been up to. But I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports. We got more on the other side. Carry yourself. And I knew I was in for a ride. You got jokes and you's a wild child. You inspired something deep inside of me. Something that I never thought that I would be. Showed me things I never thought I'd see in me. Now I wanna pay you back eternally.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. My thanks once again to Robin Thicke for joining me talking Masked Singer finale. And let me tell you my plans for Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific and Eastern on Fox. I'll be smushed up on my bed ready to watch that Masked Singer finale with some Bell's cookies. You may have heard Rick talk about it and the giveaways he did at the Army-Navy remote. Bell's cookies are fantastic. They are a company that prides themselves on using just the highest quality ingredients to make sure every bite is a delightful experience. They're delicious. There are different levels of cookie goodness, and Bell's cookies hit that peak for me. I'm not a cookie aficionado, but I do love me a good cookie. If there's not a Bell's cookies near you, you can get them ordered, and they have very cool 2-day and 3-day air shipping options. You get them right to your doorsteps, or you can send them to somebody, a loved one. Yeah, maybe you forgot to get a Christmas present or a holiday present for somebody, and now you're panicking. Well, look no further. Bell's cookies may be the gift for you with speedy 2-day and 3-day air shipping. And if you're traveling for the holidays, I have a friend right now traveling in Germany. Bell's cookies are available in over 20 countries across Europe and the Middle East in duty-free shops. May have to hit her up and be like, hey, while you're traveling, get some of these cookies. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. And if you want to join the cookie craze, you can experience the joy that comes with every bite of Bell's cookies. You can use the code WEHONORYOU. That's WEHONOR, HONORYOU. And that'll be a little welcome treat. See what I did there? For those of you, as a welcome to the Bell's Cookies community. So one more time, Bell's Cookies. And if you order them online, you can use the code WEHONORYOU, all together, one word, in caps, for a tasty little treat. All right, wrapping things up here. We saw another NFL player let go of the ball before he actually got into the end zone. This time it was Jonathan Taylor, and it was a momentum shift, momentum killer for the Colts in their game against the Broncos. It also hurt fantasy players because instead of a touchdown, he lost a fumble, and that's an 8-point swing. Well, my condolences if you're part of this statistic I'm about to read you. 7.9% of Yahoo Fantasy Public League teams that had Jonathan Taylor, so 8%, I'm going to round it up, 8% of Yahoo Fantasy Football Public League teams who had Jonathan Taylor on their team lost because of him dropping the ball at the goal line. 8% for every 100 teams that have Jonathan Taylor, 8 of them lost because of his fumble. Because of, instead of scoring 6 points, he lost you 2. An 8-point swing. And it's not like this happened in week 2. Oh, man, you'd go, that stinks. We'll get him next week. No, we're in the playoffs. The fantasy football playoffs are here. So, if you've been personally victimized by Jonathan Taylor not scoring that touchdown, my condolences to you. 8% of Yahoo public leagues. Woo! I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports. We got more sports talk coming up on the other side.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.